What do you call it when your smartphone camera shows you things that aren't really there? That's augmented reality, superimposing a computer-generated image onto what you're seeing through your camera's lens, changing your view of the world around you. A Dayton company has used this technology to make a new game for the city of Fairborn. Community Voices producer Lauren Chows has the story.
At the offices of Mile 2, a digital technology firm in downtown Dayton, Ontario Britton holds up his phone, showing an elaborate Lego model he built.
So my mom got me this Millennium Falcon last Christmas. I made it with my 6 boys. It took like a week. It was fun. But then I decided to use my computer vision with it. So what it's doing is...
On his phone screen, the Millennium Falcon, a ship from Star Wars, flips open to reveal its inner compartments, cockpit, gun turrets, and hyperdrive, even though the Lego itself can't be opened. These interior elements have been superimposed over the model on the phone's screen. This is augmented reality, or AR. Ontario Britton is the lead engineer on Escape to Fairborn, an AR game created by Mile 2. The genesis of the game was serendipitous. Britton was with co-workers at a Dayton Entrepreneur event and pitched the idea of an outdoor smartphone game to be played in Dayton.
And then our owner here at Mile 2, Jeff, said, hold that thought, just stop saying Dayton, start saying Fairborn. So then we had this perfect lineup of, at Mile 2, always wanting to lean forward into what's cutting edge. And Fairborn wanting to try new stuff downtown to bring people in.
In Escape to Fairborn, players work to solve puzzles and beat the clock. The game's first installment begins at Fairborn's Main Street mural of Frankenstein. The mural's artist, Tiffany Clark, was commissioned by Mile 2 to add Frankenstein's bride to the work. On a cold morning, my husband Anthony and I head out to the mural to try the game.
Do you want to be the recorder?
I'll do whatever you need me to do.
You just hold that and...
As Anthony opens the app and points his phone at the mural, the once static image of Frank and his bride suddenly comes to life. The two figures are moving, and speech bubbles appear, and at the bottom of the screen, water begins to rise.
But look, we're dissolving off the wall. This flood keeps on rising, but there's no rain anywhere.
The game uses the historic Dayton flood as inspiration. Frankenstein and his bride are being washed off the wall by rising floodwaters, and it's up to us to save them. The game also acknowledges the way Fairborn was affected by that flood. Fairborn was once two towns, Fairfield and Osborne, until efforts to prevent future flooding forced Osborne's residents to pick themselves up, buildings and all, and move right next door to Fairfield. Eventually, Fairfield and Osborne merged to become Fairborn. As we continue to play, we're spotted by city manager Rob Anderson and downtown revitalization strategist Tanya Fish, who call out to us. They're the ones to whom Mile 2 first pitched the game.
We thought if we came out early, nobody would notice us, but apparently...
We saw you playing our game, and we got all excited. No, you have to get in the picture.
I do.
I mentioned to Anderson that we haven't seen a timer on the game. He says that's by design for the first installment, which is meant to ease players into the gameplay before the remaining 5 installments are released.
We're just trying to get people used to it, give them, come down here, let them enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, this was fun and unexpected.
I think those folks are playing our game.
That's why we got all excited. We're like, it's happening,
Back at the company Mile 2, Ontario Britton says that the game is only played in outdoor spaces, but that future installments will invite players into downtown businesses to take a break when they're ready. And since these installments will be timed, taking a break to go inside a business will stop the clock. The game might also offer deals from those businesses, and if you partake of a deal, you get a bit of extra time added to your clock. Britton stresses that Escape to Fairborn shouldn't be compared with that other infamous AR game that took the world by storm a few years ago, Pokemon Go.
The whole point of this is to direct people into real experiences with Main Street, not to give you something to do as if you're not there at all, and then ignore the environment, which is what Pokemon Go largely did.
Mile 2's Director of Products, Jamie Howard, says she thinks the game will connect folks to each other and to the history of the Miami Valley.
So I think it is a much more social, not just a you and your phone type interaction. I said I'd lived here my whole life. I hadn't heard about that whole story of the two cities coming together. I thought that was really neat to learn about it, and learning about it in an interactive way, I think it's going to be even better for people.
Oh, and by the way, the game's story does feature a villain, but to find out who it is, you'll just have to play. For WYSO, I'm Lauren Schaus.
Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.